Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here's some weird ones dipping pizza into cinnamon applesauce.
Why?
My whole family's done it since I was a kid.
Doesn't mean you have to.
I can understand that one to a degree. If we're putting pineapple on pizza, the sweetness is there. The cinnamon might.
All right. That is fair. But you got to keep it. For me, I just never consider pineapple on pizza, but you are correct.
On the applesauce. Applesauce and Cool Whip.
Well, no, sure. That's got to be good. Cool Whip goes on everything. And I like applesauce.
Sweet, yeah.
Egg salad on a hot dog.
Wow. You know what? I won't knock it.
Pizza crust dipped in soda.
No.
Jalapeno poppers made with peanut butter instead of cream cheese or cheese.
I would try it.
Wouldn't be the worst.
Okay.
M&M's on pizza. After it's cooked, you put the M&M's on top.
No. Okay. No.
Dark chocolate Milano cookies dunked in orange juice. I'm not dunking anything in orange juice ever again.
I think they'd be better than the pretzels, but it still would not be my choice. Okay. No.
And my daughter puts Frosted Flakes cereal on top of her pizza. Our question, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew, or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
I think also with children at a certain point, like, you got to, bless you, we got to allow a little bit of, like, what age are they?
Well, I was going to ask, if she's 17, I just... You know, having kids, you definitely go through it when they're little, and there's just weird combinations, and you go, whatever, man, I don't care, because when we gave you baby food, it was all kinds of different things. But then you hit a certain age where you're like, seriously, if you're going to eat that, can you make that when I'm not present? I'm not going to prevent you from eating it. I can't watch you eat this.
You know what I mean? When you're somewhere else.
Sometimes it's tough to eat around children, too. I don't know. What's the age? Probably like 2 or 3. Just everything's mashed together.
Everything. That's what I mean. They're just weird food combos, and half of it's spilling out of their mouth, and you end up eating about half of it.
You also remember, they're trash compactors. Kids eat nonstop. You can't keep enough food in your home.
That's why you give them whatever you
got.
That's why
whenever they're going to eat, just eat it, because you're going to be hungry in an hour.
Did your kids eat anything weird when they were growing up?
Weird as far as they eat very grown-up food being in Baltimore.
Okay.
So they had no problem with soft shell crab sandwiches,
nice.
Clams,
nice.
You know, tearing into shrimp, things that most kids wouldn't eat. So, but my daughter did live on chicken strips and french fries for a number of years.
My daughter is still doing that, although she has graduated to ramen noodles. Now, what bugs me about this is she will go into the kitchen to make herself ramen noodles. Fantastic. As a parent, you love when your kids can be independent. And I'll be in the living room, and I hear this crunching noise. And I walk in there, and while she's waiting for the water to boil, she's just snacking on the dry-ass ramen.
That is odd.
And look, I'm sure it tastes fine. There's just something about seeing, and she does it all the time.
I don't think she's alone in that one. There's a handful of people.
Okay, I feel like people that want to do it, maybe you break off a little bit. I mean, she's eating it like it's a candy bar, right? So she grabs a square of dry-ass ramen, and she's just biting through it. Then the water boils. There's maybe a half of it left. And she'll boil that.
I mean, I think I told you.
Fine. It's just.
When I was a kid, I don't know what age I stopped it. I feel gross even telling the story. But like a dog, like if my mom was going to cook hot dogs, as soon as she opened that pack, I'd be like, let me have a raw one.
You just wanted a cold hot dog?
Yes.
Why?
Really?
As a kid, I just loved them. And she was like,
it's bologna.
I mean,
essentially, it's just bologna.
Something about. Would you eat a cold hot dog?
I mean, I like grilled bologna, too.
Simple question, Miles.
Yes. I mean, I would do it because that's basically what a Vienna sausage is.
I don't know that I'd eat a cold hot dog now as an adult.
And
it's like, even when you grill hot dogs and you put them away the next day, like, sometimes in the morning, you're like, oh, I'll just take a bite of hot dog.
And it's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I was a disgusting little freak.
Cold hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Like, to the point of my mom would be like, get away from me. I'm not giving you a cold one.
I mean, right.
Come on, let me have a cold one.
It's already cooked. The only difference is the temperature, but still, something about a hot dog. Like, I need it hot.
Got one here on the text. I had a boyfriend who would put applesauce and Italian dressing on shepherd's pie.
Come on, man.
Applesauce?
No, at that point, no. Italian dressing, okay.
Applesauce goes okay with, to me, like a pot pie, but not on top.
I disagree. Okay, not on top. Fine.
All right, I mixed in. I see where
you're at. All right, what do we got, Miles?
So, over the break there, I put together a delicious culinary experience called tuna and Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, this is a standard.
Is it standard? You've had this before?
I have.
Mike, careful.
My only thing I've never is had this in my life. I don't like hot tuna. Both the band
well,
and...
I'll put the tuna in afterwards.
Don't smell it.
Delicious.
I mean, it's all right.
I love tuna.
I do, too. I just don't like it hot. Not out of the can.
Did everybody take a bite already?
Yeah.
All right. What's I don't mind, but I was going to... I saw Miles mixing up the mac and cheese with his finger.
Oh, that's my problem, isn't it?
Where's that finger been, Miles?
I don't care.
You've been waiting to say that.
You know, he was going to steal chocolate milk. I don't care.
I wanted everybody to eat, at least like me, get a bite in before I told him it was finger. Finger stirred.
Yeah, finger mac.
I just stirred the water before I put the noodles in the microwave. So it went 3 minutes after my finger was in there.
Yeah, hot tuna is not awesome.
No, that's why I hate tuna crackers.
What about a tuna melt?
A tuna melt, I feel, is different. And you're right. It is, in fact, hot tuna. But there's enough cheese and all that. Right. I'm very selective about it. Outside of a tuna melt, I don't want hot tuna. And even then, I rarely get a tuna melt just because it's hot. Meanwhile, you are killing that tuna. You're straight up eating a meal now.
Do you guys want to wash this down with some, what was next?
I have orange soda. I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Pepsi and chocolate milk.
Let's give it a try.
God.
What?
Tuna in this can of...
I'll get it.
Yeah. Mac and cheese in this can of tuna is clearly like a poverty meal.
It is.
But I like what this guy's doing. Adds a protein.
I mean, like I said, it's not the worst. It's been done. I don't know, man. Hot canned tuna is not...
It's not, but also, I will eat a tuna melt.
I will.
I never minded tuna casserole as a kid.
I didn't hate it because I like tuna. Put it this way, it's like you with the cold hot dog, right? So, I like hot dogs. I'm sure it tastes exactly the same. It's just whether it's warm or whether it's cold, but I don't want a cold hot dog. The tuna doesn't really taste any different, but I don't know. I don't want hot canned tuna. I don't want cold hot dogs.
Yeah, like
I'm a snob like that.
That's what I'm saying. This is clearly a poverty meal. Like that guy at one point went, I got to add some protein.
Something, man.
I got mac and cheese out of a box. I got a can of tuna.
We know how it goes.
Screw it. I'm going to put them together.
Ah, it's the beauty of being broke. You become a genius. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so I've ate a lot of things that make people go, ew, so it's not me particularly, but I would say torisashi is the one thing that everybody's like, what? You actually ate that?
The what?
The what?
Torisashi is Japanese for raw chicken.
Oh. Raw chicken?
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes.
So torisashi means chicken sashimi. So
okay, it still means raw chicken.
That sounds fancy, but we know what it is. Why did you try this? Look, I can't even say it didn't taste good. I don't know, but I would not eat raw chicken just based on at least my perceived dangers of eating.
Yeah, I mean, I had that same thought too. I was like, am I going to get the salmonella? You know,
yeah, salmonella. Are you going to poop yourself?
My only issue with this dish is it looks a lot like a raw piece of albacore.
Hold on, let me look at this.
Which I often get.
But not only did I have like the raw pieces of chicken, I also had the raw pieces of chicken liver.
Ew, man, raw chicken liver.
How chewy was it?
Oh, dude, well, it wasn't really as chewy as you would think. It really like melted in your mouth, both the chicken breast and the liver.
But you did enjoy this.
I did. I mean, I'm very adventurous when it comes to eating.
Obviously. If you're not a fox and you ate raw chicken, I would go ahead and say that you're probably adventurous when you eat.
I mean, it even says here, chicken sashimi, a Japanese delicacy, but it is a high-risk food due to potential contamination with bacteria. While some Japanese poultry are farmed under strict hygiene and vaccination protocols to minimize risk, the practice remains dangerous and is not recommended due to significant risks of food poisoning.
How many times have you had this dish in your life?
I've only had it once, and that's probably the only time I'll have it, mainly because my wife was like, okay, no more, that's it.
I want you alive.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
That's a damn shame. Your wife loves you.
And what was the overall thought on the macaroni and cheese with the tuna?
It tasted like what
thumbs
it is.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I enjoyed it. It's a C.
It's a C.
I'll give it a
C. Give it a C minus. It's not failing. It tastes like exactly what it is. Right? And people do it.
I'll go, it's not funny. Okay.
It's all a right. B for me.
No, you just started eating. Like, yeah. Some point, you just checked that, and I'm like, Ted is actually just mealing.
The woman at the store, I bought all this stuff. All right, she can be a little cheeky with me, so to speak. Not in a bad way.
Does the older lady or younger lady?
Younger lady.
Okay.
And I came up with all this crap. She looks at all this crap, and she goes, because our next combination is Pepsi and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And she goes, Pepsi? And I was like,
as opposed to Coke?
Yeah. I was like, you know what, man? Yeah, I probably have never bought a Pepsi in the last 30 years. Like, I'm Pepsi. She's like, we don't sell many of those.
Oh, it's been here for 46 years.
I said, okay, that's great, because I know, you know, I shouldn't tell you guys that before we drink it, but here we go. This is chocolate milk and Pepsi.
I think it's curdling.
Is it?
No.
Wait till it hits your stomach.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just a little confusing.
It tastes kind of like a float.
It's not bad. Yes,
yeah, it's
exactly.
Not bad. It's not good. Neither one overpowers the other.
I think if it wasn't Diet Pepsi, it might be a little bit better.
What's this Diet Pepsi?
Was it Diet? I thought I got regular.
No, Miles, you got a Diet Pepsi.
Are you serious?
Did I?
You got a goddamn Diet Pepsi, man.
You got the silver can, Miles.
You can't just get a Pepsi.
Oh, I didn't even
you
know
couldn't
that.
Just buy a Pepsi.
Dude, I just thought it was a Pepsi because it says Pepsi.
Wow. Okay. It even says Diet.
Honest mistake, I don't buy Pepsi.
Diet. It says
very small at the bottom. This bastard.
Yeah, right under where it says Pepsi.
There is two things on this can, right, Miles.
I know that, but one is very
Pepsi,
small.
The other figured, says
but
Diet.
But when you see the logo, like the Diet Coke logo is different than the Coca-Cola logo.
That is true.
So I just assume, like with anything else.
Well, assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
Man, it sure does.
No, just him. I got nothing to
do. I don't know. That's just weird. It tastes like, yeah, Mike's right. It tastes like the end of a root beer float or soda float.
Yeah.
But there was no ice cream in it.
That right. Wasn't good. It wasn't
that's
bad.
Why it's disappointing. It's because it tastes like it's a float, you know, beer, like there's no ice cream.
That's a good word. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Right, because, like, the mac and cheese.
You weren't bad enough for me to hate you.
It's the aspartame.
You're certainly not good enough for me to celebrate. It's like you're just disappointed. You're meh.
Because the mac and cheese and tuna, you go, all right, somebody's kind of combining something.
Sure.
That this one and the Oreo with the cheese, like, was it a child or a stoner? I don't see a normal human just being like, oh, I'm going to put this together.
I'm going to say a child with the chocolate milk and the Pepsi, a stoner with the Oreo and the,
yeah,
and
I agree.
The cheddar
I agree.
Cheese.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803 Rock.
I don't know that any of it has made me really go, ooh.
Yeah, I haven't.
I mean, it's not. We're not going for horrible.
None of it's terrible.
We're just going for combinations that people say they like that other people think is weird.
Yeah, but little of it is good. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Howdy.
Hola.
So for me and my dad's side, we love tortillas and butter. For my wife, they think it's disgusting. They never had it. All of them things, but it's bizarre. We are both sides are Mexicans, so for them, they never had it. They're not big on butter either, my wife's side.
Well, look, tortillas and butter to me, that it's just like butter toast. It's plain, but there's nothing disgusting about it, nothing exciting about it. No. It's just fine. It's just fine, but they don't like butter.
You're basically saying you toast the tortillas or you just eat it straight with butter?
We toast it and eat it with like a soup.
All right. See, okay. That makes sense to me.
That's not bad. It's like naan sometimes has.
Sure, right. It's bread with butter on it.
Olive oil on top, whatever.
Turn your radio off, Nick.
Yep.
Thank but you said that your wife's side of the family does not like butter?
Yeah, they're not big on butter.
Really? What is their kind of go-to cuisine then? What would they eat if it was up to them?
Wouldn't it be lard? Technically, if you're making refried beans.
Well, it depends what you're making. I mean, if it's like, if I'm buttering my toast, I'm not going to put lard on it. If I'm cooking something from scratch and I have lard available or even bacon fat, I'll use that for sure. Right.
I mean, look, I went to a restaurant once in a fancy steakhouse in Vegas. And they had butter or English butter.
What's English butter?
Right, the same thing. Okay. Said, what's English butter? And he's like, he starts going through it, and then he looks at us, he goes, it's basically lard.
It's fat.
And we were like, yeah, we'll try it.
How was it?
It's delicious.
Really?
Put it all on a roll.
Want your fat?
Yeah, I mean, right. I like, he explained, just stopped and went, well, he just kind of sized this up and went, it's basically lard and fat. If you want to try it, we were like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this thing at the grocery store this morning, beef talon. I never cook with that. I have no idea what to do with it.
I have a giant thing of it my buddy gave me.
What do you do with it?
Cook eggs.
Oh, really?
So you cook steak? I mean, you can cook anything.
Yeah. I mean, typically savory, but yeah.
But it, but it has a good shelf life. Put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll love it, dude.
All right. What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what do you, did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, you could do anything. Even if you're just making a quesadilla in a pan. A little beef tallow in there.
Huh.
It's yeah. People,
Miles, trust me, Thurl's right. Like 2 weeks from now, you're going to be like, oh, man.
This is life-changing.
It is. It really is.
And it's supposed to be healthier.
Is it?
I think so, because it's, the big thing now, people don't want you using oils.
Right.
So beef, that's why beef tallow is having such a big comeback.
All right. Well, good. I like it. Hello, Maddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, everybody always gets grossed out every time I buy some frog legs, and I always air fry them and put some seasoning on them. Oh, it tastes so good.
What is your seasoning on your frog legs?
Just all-purpose seasoning and all that stuff.
Sorry, like what's Johnny's the closest you can compare it to? I mean, people have been eating frog legs forever. I've never tried them. I mean, does it taste like chicken?
It tastes like
everybody
chicken.
Says.
Yeah.
Half and half. It tastes like chicken, but it kind of tastes like fish, the gamey fish kind of too.
Well, that makes sense.
But the skin's a lot different.
What is the consistency like when I get to the meat?
It kind of tastes like chicken, kind of. It's like chicken leg. I mean, the chicken legs, kind of.
Okay.
It's just getting through the skin. So the skin
is it rubbery?
It's got a little more chew to it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got a different flavor and a different chew. Whatever pond, whatever lake, that's what he's saying is the gaminess. That really is in that skin.
How often do you treat yourself to frog legs?
I try to do it at least every weekend, pretty much.
Every weekend? Wow. Damn. All right. And how old were you when you discovered frog legs?
This year. I just bought some legs this summer at a meat market here in Buckley, and Mike probably know where the butcher shop is in Buckley.
Oh, yeah, right on the turn there.
Yeah, Blue Max Meats.
Yeah.
Oh,
so wait,
I've been to a Blue Max. Yeah, I've been to Blue Max.
So you didn't try it before the summer, discovered them this summer, and now you're hooked?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you want to try it in the first place? Did someone recommend it to you?
I just wanted to try it. I wanted to see what it tastes like, and I was like, dang, it tastes pretty darn good.
Now, have you gone to the butcher and bought other quote-unquote strange meats because you wanted to try it? And if you have, what did you have?
I had ground camel.
Ground camel? Is it fatty? Is it lean? How does that work out?
Which part of it?
It kind of tastes like ground beef.
All right, just the toe, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes, too, like, this guy went to a butcher shop. It's all some different stuff.
Sure.
But I like that show Meat Eater, so I've been obsessed with squirrel.
Look, I've heard good things about squirrel as far as eating them goes, which sounds ridiculous. But if that many people vouch for it, put it this way. Of the people that I know that have tried squirrel, none of them has said it's awful.
Would you go with squab?
I've had squab.
Oh, yeah.
You've had squab.
Oh, I've had great. Squab. We used to serve squab at one of the restaurants, and it was fine. It didn't do anything for me at all.
Okay.
Wasn't bad. It wasn't gross. So, butcher or fancy restaurant, which one would you trust more to try meat you haven't tried? So, this guy bought ground camel, right? But he's at a butcher shop, and I feel like in my mind, I go, this is where I want to be versus a fancy restaurant says, do you want to try our camel burger?
I think I would try the restaurant because the butcher knows how to process the meat.
Yes.
The fancy restaurant, I think, has prepared it in a way to where they're like, okay, we can give this to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's why I would go fancy restaurant.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I would actually go butcher first.
That pigeon's great. Pigeon's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I really liked it. We just don't serve it in the States.
Right. Not much. So one of the restaurants I worked at,
we had it in Germany.
Special for a month and a half, and people went ape ass for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, you have squab. And I'm like, it's freaking pigeon. I'm sure.
Because there's a lot of places they like break open that pigeon chest and then you fill it up with like rice and stuff.
A lot of places?
Well,
like McDonald's,
Well, I would say probably Middle Eastern countries, kind of general area, but it looks awesome.
So you crack open a pigeon. Are these full grown or squab size? Okay, and you just stuff it with rice and spices, I guess?
Yeah, some kind of special rice or whatever.
Slow roasted, I guess?
Yeah.
Like a stuffed pigeon.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm in.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh? Or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
KISW proudly presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena up in Everett. Show and doors open around 6. We'll be joined by the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and our buddies Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown.
Yeah, ma'am.
For an acoustic night, we have word that Brent might be joining us sometime this week on the program.
That'd be very nice. Got some questions to ask him.
Also, pre-sale for the show go on sale tomorrow.
Boom.
Tomorrow. All the details at KISW.com. All right. Next combination real quick.
Oh, God.
And keep it in mind, basically they're just saying it tastes good together.
And these are what, from Reddit?
Yes. On this one,
so they're
it
not
is
food critics. These are just average people saying this
chiming
is what
in,
they like.
Saying, like, these are not unusual foods, just the combination, maybe.
Are unusual.
But I like them.
Okay.
So this is regular Doritos along with peanut M&Ms. So
did you get regular or spicy?
Doritos?
Yeah.
You got Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, so we don't know.
No, it's regular.
No, but you got it. All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So all right, at totally. The same time?
You're supposed to eat them both together, yes.
All right.
Okay. Let's see about this combo here. Very crunchy.
Not bad.
Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I don't think... Oh, no, that bite was not great. Okay. No.
Well, I like them both.
It doesn't blend.
I like them both individually.
Yeah.
I'll
correct.
Keep them that way.
Everybody can eat Doritos and M&Ms, but I don't know why you'd have them at the same time.
Because okay. You're really high.
Thumbs down on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Just, it's lackluster. I'm disappointed.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh? Or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
I had heard it in your voice, Mike.
The food critic in me comes out, dude.
I am disappointed.
I'm disappointed. I expected better.
You sure they didn't get spicy?
Wait, you feel expected spicy. Better?
They do feel a little spicy.
Yeah, Miles.
You thought this
no,
would be better.
No, the red bag.
If somebody likes it, I assumed a little bit. It's two powerhouse, you know, snack foods coming together.
But you honestly thought this would be better. I'm just saying, I thought it would be worse. I think we're both in the same place as far as our quote-unquote appreciation for it, but
sure.
I had much lower expectations, so I'm almost happy that I don't hate it as much as I thought.
Are they spicy?
And you thought it'd be better than this? Are they spicy?
Are they spicy?
You got duck on spices.
Oh, I don't know.
Especially you like, well, they're in a red bag. It's like, we did this with the Pepsi already.
Huh. How are we down?
Diet Coke and spicy Doritos.
So you can taste that was spicy right away.
As soon as I took a bite, I was like, nah, I think you got duck
really?
On spicy.
How are we down?
I mean, spicy nacho Doritos are not spicy, babe. Yes.
Well, man.
My own delicate content tell.
Are these even M&Ms or are they W&W?
I don't know. I was convinced they were peanuts.
And they're all in.
That's not a peanut. Jesus, man.
All right. Good work, man. Do not send me to the grocery store.
Yeah. See, this is why wives get
mad.
This
is why I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing I would do. You bought light cottage cheese.
I just wanted Pepsi.
I don't know. I told you I want regular cottage cheese. I don't buy cottage cheese.
That's why I had demanded
not the light blue. You want the dark blue.
I demanded my wife send me pictures. Send me the...
Oh, my God.
If you were like on Safeway.com, send me the photo that they put up of what you want, and I will match that straight
across. I tried to buy groceries for my wife's family. They're going to do their one big dinner night at Beach Week, right? So, and it's just basic-ass stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool, man. I got this. My wife's dealing with the meat at the meat counter.
All right.
I'm like, just give me... Because I just wanted to get the F out of the grocery store. So I'm like, just give me the list. While you're doing that, I'll grab everything else. We meet up. She looks in the cart, and she's like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I grabbed every effing thing on that list. She's like, not this brand, this brand. I'm like, what difference does it make? And she said,
thank
it makes
you.
it makes no difference, but my family only identifies with these specific brands. I said, are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. Would they know the difference if they taste it?
They would. I don't know if they would know if they taste it, but the problem is they were going to make it so
they were
going to
see it.
Right? And that's the whole. It's like little kids. Right? Like McDonald's did this taste test with McDonald's. All right? So they got a bunch of little kids and they get a burger from like Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's, blah, 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 all these different fast food places. But they put them in the bags of the place. And 90% of the kids preferred McDonald's. So I said, all right, we got another taste test with different burgers. And it basically would just put, like, say, Burger King in the McDonald's bag. The kids, 90% of the time,
this is great.
They still like McDonald's. They're like, it's two entirely different burgers. They don't even taste remotely the same, but the packaging is what the kids care about. So her family is kind of locked into that, is what I came up with.
Yeah.
It's like canned corn, man. You can tell me, I dump it, and you heat it up, and you mix it with
you better got Del Monte.
I think I grabbed, oh, Christ. I don't know if it was Green Giant, Libby, or Del Monte.
All are fine.
I believe Green Giant was the one that had to be purchased. And I was looking at it. Right. She goes, look, I'm not saying this because I care. I'm saying this because you want to walk in the house with my 20 loud-ass family members giving you grief because you got the wrong can of corn.
Back to the butter peas conversation. They got a bag of corn that's got butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frozen.
In case awesome. You can't butter I mean,
it's
yourself.
Like it's almost to the point where it's almost cream of corn.
Miles is right. Like, I buy it once a year or twice a year around the holidays, and it's like, thrill, you're right. I guess I could add butter, but it's like a butter sauce or something.
Something.
You know there's no redeeming value to this vegetable.
Sure.
But it's so good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, on the other end, I watched my buddy Cobb a couple summers ago. In Austin, we got cream corn. I grew up eating it. And he was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. And we were all kind of laughing. And at this point, he's not married. But the father-in-law is across the table from me.
Yeah.
When he gets up to go to the bathroom, because he's like freaking out about this cream corn. The guy goes, is he effing with me? And I go, no, he's not. And he's like, how did he never have cream corn before? And I go, I'm pretty sure in their house they were pretty strict, like protein, green leafy vegetable. So and that was dinner.
Our future father-in-law is over there actually getting mad, like. Smart ass little mother.
Right, because he's just like, Jesus.
This is cream corn.
I know, like, mind blown.
I don't think
were you at a barbecue place?
Yeah, we were at Terry Black's.
Right.
Jesus. I don't think I had cream corn until you and I went to Stan's.
No kidding.
Yeah, we just didn't go to barbecue joint.
What did you think of?
No, but how'd you eat your corn?
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so cream corn is like Thanksgiving, too.
Never had it at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wasn't even on the radio.
I mean, look, I was a fat kid. We had it a lot.
Yeah.
I think my mom was just trying to get us to eat any kind of
every vegetable we had in my growing up was slathered in cheese.
Oh, so broccoli,
cauliflower,
yep.
Brussels sprouts.
It makes everything better.
Just in a flour cheese sauce.
It makes it
don't
better.
Ask me why. That was just the way
you know why. Mind.
So we would eat it.
Yes.
That's why.
100%. Hello, Deegan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it's not, obviously, it's not a food I've had often. It's, I was on a field trip or like a school trip down to Ecuador. I think it was going into my junior year of high school. And I got the chance to try some guinea pig.
How was it?
It was actually really good.
Enough right, to make you go to PetSmart.
That's what I was thinking. Like, dude, if you really like guinea pig that much, couldn't you, in theory, go to PetMart, get a guinea pig, shave them down, and prepare it however the Ecuadorian way is?
I mean, I'm sure you could, but I'm also very positive that's very frowned upon.
You don't tell people.
Yes.
You don't say, I'm buying this guinea pig for dinner.
Have you seen the Instagram video with the little kids where the little girl points at the cow and goes, cheeseburger.
Right.
Cheeseburger. And then the next one's like, she's picking up a chicken, like, cook it.
That's okay, but not a guinea pig.
If a kid does it, it's okay, right?
Have you ever thought about, like, I'm going to buy a guinea pig, and I'm going to cook this thing?
No, I haven't.
All right, that's probably a good sign. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Earlier this year, I was reading stories about Ecuador, and it was about guinea pig. And guinea pig is massive down there, right? I mean, it's like beef here. It's everywhere. It's on every menu. No big deal. But this woman there, she was not rich to begin with, but she said the one guinea pig product that basically Ecuador doesn't have that apparently people were missing was guinea pig ice cream.
Guinea pig ice cream?
Guinea pig ice cream, all right? So as I'm reading this, I'm like, I wonder what you do to simulate the taste of guinea pig. Well, she didn't simulate the taste, my friend. Oh, no. She used real guinea pig. But they were talking about her process of trial and error. So first it was, I think she boiled it and just tried to use the guinea pig juice.
All right.
The flavor of the ice cream. That didn't work out so well. But not about taste. It was about consistency. But in the end, and I'm curious to know if you ever tried this, Deegan, but one of the big things there is guinea pig jerky. So she made her own guinea pig jerky.
That sounds like it. And then put it in the ice cream.
Right. Chopped it up fine, kind of like fruit in your ice cream. Yeah. But apparently, so she has the equivalent of a food truck. It's not brick and mortar. But people make a line around this thing, like that Mexican joint by us.
For her, that's
the only thing she sells is guinea pig ice cream. Did you try anything like guinea pig jerky, or did you just have a meal at a restaurant?
No, I haven't tried the guinea pig jerky, but it was at like this little villa that we stayed at for a couple nights. And it was just all chopped up into bits, and, you know, we would all just grab like a handful of it and just eat it. But it was very good. It was very sweet and very juicy.
What would you compare it to as best you can?
I've never really had a meat product like that
tastes like guinea pig.
As juicy and as sweet as it was. Yeah.
All right. All right, let me ask you this. So you mentioned we go to PetSmart, we bought a guinea pig, we're going to cook it. Yes, that is frowned upon. Now, Deegan, I DM you and say, look, man, I did the PetSmart thing. We're having guinea pig tonight. I invite you over. Are you coming over to share in the guinea pig?
I'll think about it. I may or may not show up.
Have you had meat in your ice cream before?
Meat to my ice cream?
Yes.
No.
There is a place in, they have a little food truck village.
I did not expect to be asked that question.
No, they have a food truck village in Astoria. I don't know if they do it all the time. It's kind of near the bridge. But there's a guy there who does burnt ends. Everything is vanilla, by the way. All the ice cream is vanilla is the base.
All right.
And then you get a side of either like smoked crispy pork belly, but it's very finely chopped.
Okay.
Thick cut bacon.
I can see that. All right.
And
I've had bacon on top of ice cream.
So, okay. Yeah, but it's just like there's one pork product or a couple pork products. Bacon burn ends was beef. Pork belly was another one.
I feel like pork would go better with ice cream than any other meats.
Maybe a pulled pork. But either way, it's always with a scoop of ice cream and the meat's on the side.
All right. Did you try it?
Oh, yeah. I did the burn ends.
And, okay, how was it?
It's that salty sweet.
Yeah.
So, but it was really good because the meat was great. I mean, you could have done that meat with anything. But that was his thing.
Yeah, but I think I would have to lean pork. I don't know why. I don't feel like beef and all that would work well. What the hell am I looking at? What is this?
This is basically what you're looking at is an uncircumcised young man. This is a banana wrapped in prosciutto.
Oh, that's right. I'm just looking at
it. Which someone said was good on Reddit. This is their combination they like. So we figured we'd give it a shot.
All right.
Here we go.
Okie dokie.
My banana shot out.
Ew.
I do not like this. I like both individually. I do not like this to go.
I'm a throw. I like both individually. This is not a good combo.
Terrible.
That's not good. That's a waste of prosciutto.
Piss that's in my mouth now.
Why the banana?
That's what I'm saying. They're both fine on their own, man.
Oh, God.
Who came up with this? Is this a stoner or a kid?
Stoner. Gotta be a stoner because kids can't afford
prosciutto.
Let's
see what their actual quote was.
God.
Banana with prosciutto wrapped around it.
Well, prosciutto wrapped melon is delicious.
Yes.
Even if you wrap it around an apple. But not banana.
Not a banana.
That was bad.
Yeah,
where'd you get the prosciutto?
Nice store. At this legitimate store. At the
good one over there.
That's Boar's Head. Don't worry. We won't die now.
That prosciutto tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Banana tastes good.
Yeah, I slid my banana out and separated them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe. What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, a little bit of the meat slime on the banana is not bad.
And that's a beautiful description.
Meat slime.
Meat slime.
We just brushed our bananas with prosciutto slime. You'll love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it, dude.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the men's room.
Jackie. Uh-oh. That sounds weird.
Her phone's been off.
Where are you,
Hello,
Jackie?
Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
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 Okay, so it's not going to top guinea pig, but it's cottage cheese, ketchup with smashed potato chips.
Cottage cheese, ketchup, and smashed potato chips.
I can see this working because I feel like you could take a bite of all three of those things in your mouth.
Yep.
And then you're just chewing it together, and you just cut out the middleman and said, why chew it separately when I can make it one dish?
Exactly. You get the salty and the sweet, too.
Well, people do a lot of weird things with cottage cheese.
Look, I'm going to eat some cottage cheese tonight, right? Because I got a fresh bottle of...
With what?
Old Bay hot sauce.
Okay.
You put the hot sauce on the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
That's how I generally eat my cottage cheese. It's just with hot sauce.
So you can eat hot sauce, but you can't eat a spicy Dorito.
It's fine. I just would never buy spicy Doritos. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
As I say, I pick and choose where I put my spice.
I thought that's what I was trying to figure out. What's your level of spiciness?
Aaron, what else are you willing to eat cottage cheese with? I feel like cottage cheese people will eat cottage cheese with pretty much any combination, and they're fine with it.
I usually put fruit in it. I'm not that exciting other than the ketchup and cottage cheese. But
okay, well, wait, what kind
I'm
of fruit?
I'm almost 60, and I've been eating it since a kid. Oh, pineapple.
All right. Okay.
I would
do
pineapple.
No, I'll do that.
I would do strawberries. I like Jell-O.
Fruit is the classic big one.
You put Jell-O with your cottage cheese?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now you lost me. I was fine with the fruit, but Jell-O, I don't know. I'm not a big Jell-O guy.
Okay.
Even when the Jell-O shots come around, I tend to slide those to my wife.
Oh, no. Also, yeah, that's right down my throat.
It is. I'm just not a big...
Oh, I'll take them.
Like, my wife loves a Jell-O shooter, but she'll eat Jell-O. I don't know what it is about Jell-O. I don't like this.
I was always
mouth.
A pudding guy.
Pudding.
You know,
yes.
You go like the scissor, and they got the pudding, and then they got the Jell-O.
Yep.
Right before you even get your meal, you pick one.
Always get pudding.
Pudding. All the time.
You ever had a pudding shot?
No.
For a while, people were trying to put liquor into pudding, kind of like
Jell-O shots.
Depending
on the liquor.
Liquor pudding.
Yeah.
I mean,
Miles. I don't know.
Bailey's
Jell-O shot just is easier. Like, if I had a choice between Jell-O and pudding, I'd eat pudding.
Right.
But if I have to have one contain liquor, to me, it's Jell-O.
But I give it Irish cream or Kahlua with a chocolate pudding, right? Because traditionally, what, the Jell-O shots, vodka or vodka?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Our place, they get quite crazy.
They do get crazy.
It. But, like, I've had those tequila ones that I almost want to vomit.
Really?
Just chewing tequila, I'm just like, ugh.
Well, when you say it like that, yeah.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh? Or what did you eat that made you go, ugh? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, yeah, you emphasize it.
Vomit. There's a difference. Mike, you eat something I think's gross. I go, ew.
Yeah.
I put it in my own mouth. It's, because you're trying to separate it. I want it out of my mouth. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've eaten a lot of weird things, but back in the 90s, I was a soda jerk, and I got tired of the same old, so I made a vanilla shake with sauerkraut and black jelly beans.
Why? Why did you put this together believing that you were going to like this?
I had a suspicion it was going to be disgusting.
And was it?
It was disgusting.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
No, fine.
Okay.
Okay, so what about this combo did you even think was worth trying? I thought you were going to say, I was shocked it was so good. But again, you said a vanilla milkshake, sauerkraut, and black jelly beans.
I was trying to think of something that would be totally disgusting, and I achieved.
Okay, you know.
Why do you guys think that soda jerk shops went away? That was a big thing back in the day. They were just popular. People would go to them all the time.
Maybe it's a health thing. That's the only thing I can guess, because you're right. The convenience of it
even like a
fantastic.
Five and Dime would have that kind of a machine.
I think a lot of those stores went away with a combination of stuff, right? I would say fast food just became so prolific.
This is true.
That you could get sodas other places. And then it seemed like the giant stores just kind of took over. Yeah, the Walmart showed up and was like, we got everything you need. And look, I get both sides of the argument, right? I get why people go to those Walmarts, but it does kill any little other local store you have for most part.
But you had places like Woolworth, right?
Yeah.
They were national, and I mean, the stuff was what it was, but they had it. I don't even know if it was a full-service restaurant.
They had a counter, yeah.
But you could always get pancakes and that kind of thing. But I remember my mother would drag me there, and I'm a little kid, and so that I didn't annoy her and I didn't get bored, like, she sent my ass to that the diner.
Yeah, Woolworth, I would always go to as a kid. Same thing.
You were happy
to. You'd sit at that counter and get a milkshake.
$1.99 breakfast, too. A couple of eggs, bacon,
and when you're
and
a kid and you're cute, like, they give you an extra pancake. They give you a little extra of your
milkshake.
Also,
I would think maybe prolific in the 80s was the mall.
Food court, right.
Right? So then once you started going to the mall and all the stores were inside, whereas I feel like the Woolworth was always kind of separate.
Yeah, it was downtown.
Yeah, right? That or, like, sometimes you'd have, like, a separate, just a Sears that was just there.
Right.
It was weird. You just walk in there and, like, there'd be, like, a sale on wheelbarrows.
And then, and then there's clothes next to
you. Yeah, there's like people sitting there eating. Like,
yeah, and you could buy a goldfish.
Yeah, I mean, it was full stop shopping, man.
Still to come, Taryn Daly and Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin. We've got 10 one-hit wonders
on the way.
And your email's coming up next in the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.